At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, well, we thought we'd do something a little different. It's October, Halloween is fast approaching. Thought we'd talk about horror movies, and in particular, it is the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast. So we thought we'd talk about how to survive a horror movie, because I don't know about you guys, but when I watch a horror movie, sometimes the poor choices that people make can be a little frustrating. And you're just like, no, that's the worst thing you could do. You're an idiot. And yeah, that's kind of what's happening. And we actually thought that perhaps this could even apply to some real life decisions that people make, because it turns out people make some really bad choices when people just seem to give up, seems to really be the answer. But anyway, Kevin, what are your thoughts?
Well, there's a lot of horror movies that, you know, a lot of different types of horror movies, you know, and you always see the person like running upstairs past their front door when the person's chasing them. Or, you know, any of those stupid decisions they make, they think they knock the guy unconscious and then, you know, run away instead of just, you know, dropping a brick on his head or something. There's always something something stupid that's going on in those horror movies. Now, you know, don't get me wrong, I love horror movies. It's just a little embarrassing. I feel bad for all those big boob girls that are, you know, that are all getting butchered because they made poor decisions. If they listen to the podcast, we can give you some pointers. If you're a girl with big boobs or you like to drink alcohol or do drugs, then this is the podcast for you, because you're in a horror movie. You're doomed. You know,
you need every opportunity to.
Right.
All right. So we had a little discussion. You mentioned that there were several types of horror movies. Like, what's the breakdown?
Yeah. So let's run through a couple of them. So, well, let's just start on the list here. The first one I want to touch on is the paranormal horror movies. So those are movies like Poltergeist. Do you remember that one with Carol Ann going into the light? Yes. You know? So now, the thing with Poltergeists is, you know, they only happen in one spot. So all you got to do is just leave. You know what I mean? It's that house that's buried, that's built on top of the cemetery, that's infested with ghosts and shit. Just go.
When you're paying the mortgage, do you really want to walk away from that?
That's a lot of equity you're losing.
Do you feel like guilt, you know, as you're like, well, you know, I feel guilty that I'm going to sell it to the next guy and not say, hey, you know, you're going to get murdered when you buy this house.
But yeah, you might get sucked into the TV, so just be careful.
The TV, that's what happens, huh? What about The Ring, right? That's that same kind of, I feel like she was a ghost and whatever.
Yeah, that was a spooky ass movie. Yeah. That was one of the better ones, I thought. You know, that was I don't know, that one freaked me out a little bit.
Right. Now,
to be honest with you.
Apparently Ghostbusters is the exception, is that right? To the whole poltergeist where they're
That's
not
right.
Really...
If you have a photon blaster, what are those things called that they trap the ghosts with?
I don't even know that's it. We need to get into the technology of that. That whole sixth sense episode. I can't talk this morning. That we did, that might be able to pay off there. You sense the stuff before it happens.
Exactly. All right,
so what are your thoughts? What you can do? You're basically saying you pretty much got to leave the area, let the ghosts have it.
Right. I mean, there's another option that comes up a lot in these movies is, you know, you got to get the priests over there.
Yeah.
To get a priest. It can't just be like a regular minister. You can't be like, you know, a rabbi or any of that stuff. It has to be a legitimate Catholic priest. They're the only ones that can solve your problems. And that leads us on to the next genre of movie, which is the demonic possession. And these ones kind of freak me out a little bit too. So we're talking about like movies like The Exorcist, you know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of vomit with the movies like this.
Right. Yeah, head spinning around. All that stuff, man. Pea soup shooting out at everybody.
Yeah, it's always thick and green. That's right.
Yeah. No, so that's the game plan here. You got to get a priest when you're possessed with demons, got to have somebody exorcise it, you know? And those ones kind of freak me out. Cause of all the movies that's the only, like, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in magic, any of that stuff, but I don't know. Those demon possession ones freak me out. Cause that one might be real.
Yeah. That's, you know, and they're like, oh, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I think the horror movie that wins are the ones that have like a, like, you know, some bit of truth, you know, some event that ended up leaving a bunch of bodies in reality, you know?
And right.
Like,
right.
Oh, what happened there? You know? Well, that, tell me about that. Now we have some of these historic ones. Isn't that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Wasn't that supposed to be an event?
Right.
Was
so
that
that's
just bullshit.
So we're, let's talk about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Cause that's under slasher. So we're on to the slasher films now. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre, yes, technically it's based on a real event, but it's based on the same dude that you remember that movie Silence of the Lambs, Buffalo Bill, that was making the human suit.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And then there was, Psycho with Norman Bates, and he was the taxidermist that had his dead mother in the house, all based on the same guy. So
oh,
it was,
yeah.
Yeah, Ed Gein was the name of him. He was in Wisconsin, and what he would do is he'd dig up bodies, and he'd, like, take their parts and use them for stuff. But he was really bad at it. Like, he made a couch out of human skin, but there's still, like, fat and stuff stuck on it. Like, when they went in and found his house, it just stunk of, like, rotting flesh. Like, he wasn't good at, like, tanning the hides or anything. Right. You know what I mean? He made a belt out of nipples. He had a full, like, body suit. Like woman bodysuit, and he'd run around in his backyard singing and banging a tambourine at night. But the thing is, he only killed two people and he used a rifle. So it was in Wisconsin, not Texas. It was a rifle, not a chainsaw. And it was only two people. So it wasn't really a massacre at all.
How do you get that much skin out of two people? They were fat people.
He was digging people up. That was his thing. He started digging people up, and then he started killing people, and that's when
it's going to be better with fresh, right? Now, I am seeing that if, you know, you can't really go to the, well, see, there were some comments about pedophiles and, that's why, you know, the whole thing with priests and you can't go to a priest if you're the pedophile, but maybe that's when the priests are like, hey, I can relate.
Right. Oh, your kid is possessed by a demon? I'll take care of this. You just stay outside, mom and dad. I'll take care of your son here. We'll get this figured out.
We'll straighten. You just leave him with us for a week or two.
Right.
Some disturbing shit out there. Now, Freddy Krueger, he comes into the whole. That's basically a good moral movie where you're learning about, hey, don't treat your neighbors like shit. Because then.
Right. Don't light your neighborhood pedophile on fire. Because then he's going to come back for you, for your
and
kids.
Go for your kids. Right? Yep. Now that's a lot where you had concerns about the large-breasted girls and their drinking habits. I feel like that's one of the go-tos with that, where like the epitome of, because that's one of the foundation horror movies. I feel like
right. So there's the basic slasher movies, and those are all the ones you know we grew up with: Halloween and Friday the 13th, and those movies. Where it's like really counts on that. It's really the body count. You know what I mean? Like if you get up in the teens, you know, you're really making some a quality movie, you know?
If you're going to a camp with Crystal Lake, just watch out. Because there's a lot of Crystal Lake camps out there.
There are. Don't have sex there. You know what I mean?
No.
Stay away from the booze. Stay away from the drugs, you know? And you might be okay. But it's a thing. You know, at some point, you have to change. And if the camera happens to be there or, you know, Michael Myers is standing outside of the window and you don't realize, and you take your shirt off to change clothes, you're done. You know, you screwed up. Make sure your blinds are closed. The lights are out. You know, those people, they call them never nudes where they never want to be naked. You know, they'll take a shower with their bathing suit on type stuff. Those are the only people that'll survive those.
That'll
movies.
Make it through there.
Right. Okay. Right. Now, I want to talk real quick about Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We kind of skipped past
before
that.
We go over. Okay.
If you want to survive those types of slasher movies, all you have to do is have a gun. You know what I mean? You're in Texas. The dude has a chainsaw.
Stay
you
strapped
have a,
or
if
get
you have
clapped.
A gun, that movie's over.
All right.
It's only like 5 minutes long. I don't understand it. I don't. Why is there always a group of people traveling through Texas unarmed? Entirely unarmed. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
But I don't know.
That only no makes explanation sense. For I that. Feel like the gun is the answer to a lot of horror movie problems. Really?
90% of horror movies.
Horror movies, it kind of feels like you got to be a two-way advocate if, you know, you want to live, basically.
Right.
I mean, that just makes perfect sense. You know, Biden and them, you don't need it kind of takes me back to Governor Cuomo in New York. You know, you don't need an AR-15 to shoot a deer, but maybe you do for a serial killer, right? Or horror movie guy.
Mm-hmm.
So now where does Chucky come into all this?
Chucky is kind of on the fence between like a slasher movie and a monster movie. Cause he's not really a monster. You know what I mean? He's just a little
cute, lovable doll, right?
Yeah.
And actually, he kind of covers them all because you got slasher, you got possession, right? Wasn't he possessed from like a serial killer?
Yep, exactly.
Somebody was getting the chair and
a genre crossing movie. That right there.
Oh, that's classy right there. If you can nip it all in there, if we only had some truth to it to tie it together, you know, like a real event. You know?
So Chucky, you know, how would you survive a Chucky attack? What do you think, man?
A Chucky attack. So I think I heard some of your theories. One, I feel like I can outrun a doll.
Right, you can just walk.
You walking is like a doll running, right? I also feel like we could possibly, you know, the gun comes back into play, but shooting a doll probably doesn't have the same effect as shooting flesh. You know, I don't know. Are there chicken feathers everywhere?
Well, that's right. If you remember the end of Chucky, they shoot him a couple of times and stuffing comes out, but it's because you have to shoot him in the heart. In the end, they shot him in the heart and blood splattered everywhere. And that's what finally killed him in the first movie. You know, it just keeps coming back. But that's all horror movies, you know, yeah, and that brings us up. You know, Chucky is kind of like the Leprechaun. Remember that movie with
the Leprechaun,
Jennifer Aniston?
It's the bad teeth that scare me.
Yeah. The bad dental hygiene.
Oh, it's just because I'm like, that guy's going to bite me. Because that was the thing. Like, the leprechaun just started biting people, you know?
Right. You know, and it's going to get infected.
It's going to get infected. This is where the antibiotics and the first aid training are going to pay off. You guys need to really, you know, be up on that. And, you know, hey, because he's just bad teeth. And again, short, kind of chubby. I feel like you can outrun the leprechaun.
Yeah, same thing. He's got those little legs.
On the leprechaun, but yeah, no, they're angry.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go on to monster movies. Now, there's 100 different types of horror monsters, but my favorite was always Alien with Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I never thought Sigourney Weaver was an attractive woman, but
they
I got to admit.
In that movie, yeah.
When I was a youngster and I saw her like at the end of the movie and she's getting in her underwear, getting ready to get in that space sleep capsule. I don't know, man, that did it for me for years. Even now when she's like 75, she still looks good to me.
Nice. Yeah. They kind of go back to her in the white underpants there, you know, when she's getting ready, the whole thing. And you're just right. Like, yep, I get it. I know why every teenager loved that movie, you know, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like, well, all right, I'm committed. I don't know. I think what made Aliens so terrifying was, you know, the whole, oh, my stomach hurts and the growing inside you kind of thing.
Right.
Just something going down your throat and like planting eggs or something is just kind of
gross. Well, I saw somebody talking about the making of that movie and they said all the set designs with the alien, everything was supposed to be based on vaginas because there's nothing more terrifying to teenage boys than vaginas.
That sounds true. You know, it's funny. I actually, when I was a kid, I went to space camp and they were like, look, if you guys are well-behaved and we're all like, I was young. I was like, I don't know, like 12 or 13. And they were like, we have a movie for you. It may hurt your chances at wanting to go to space, but it's called Aliens. It's going to be great. And we all watched Aliens and we're like, oh my God, naked women, you know, naked Sigourney Weaver or kind of naked. And that's the thing is as a 12 and 13 year old, you're like, yes.
Right.
So there you go.
All right.
Aliens. Aliens, you just kind of need lots of firepower, right? Isn't that what Sigourney Weaver taught us?
Right. The flamethrower was the real, real thing, or one of those giant robotic machine suits, you know. She had that giant robot thing in the end. I think that was the second one at the end,
and that had like the whole Gatling gun again. Mm-hmm. More proof that the Second Amendment is
important if you're going to survive.
Is important, you know. I mean, we should all have some kind of rotary firearms, right? You know that are, you know, if you can't shoot 100 rounds a second. I don't even know why you were even living. Like, why even try?
You're just wasting your life.
Yeah. No, that's just amateur hour.
Yeah. You know what you really need firepower for is the zombies. But you have to be a good shot with them. You got to get them right in the head. You got to destroy the brain. Right? So, do you remember Night of the Living Dead, first one from the 60s that was black and white?
Yeah.
That was a classic. That was really like the first time you had zombies in a movie. There was that movie White Zombie, but that was a different kind of zombie in that. But Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, there's got to be like 30 zombie movies at this point, you know. Right. Big fan. I'm a big fan of zombie movies and I think those would be, you know, right in there with monster movies, but it's actually its own genre, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right. But the thing is, they don't develop a bad guy, and I find it hard to really be scared when they're not a developed, involved, thinking kind of enemy. I mean, I understand it's the terror is in the overwhelmingness of. Mm-hmm. you know, of zombies, right? Because they just keep coming and they're making more and more. And, right. and that's where the fear and the horror come from. I mean, that's why people are afraid of socialists. You know, they just keep breeding and
right. They just keep breeding and then, and, you know, infecting other people. Yeah, it's creepy. And, you know, every time the zombie wins a fight, now there's more zombies. But every time the human wins, it's just one less zombie. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Every time they win, they're adding to their numbers. So, I mean, it's creepy one. But, you know, what are you going to do? You just got to shoot them in the head. You know, an axe, a baseball bat, you know, a couple of things there would be pretty easy. Now, my least favorite type of horror movie is the gory horror movies, you know, like Saw, you know, torture ones.
Yeah.
Last house, let's see. Do you remember Evil Dead? That was a nasty one.
I remember it being out. I remember the cover. That's like Last House on the, you know, that's like just.
Yeah. And, you know, Chuck, you probably don't remember this, but the first time I watched that movie, Last House on the Left,
yeah,
it was because you showed it to me, and I was way too young to watch that movie. It's nothing but like rape and like just the worst shit you can. I think somebody gets their dick bit off in it, like just awful things. There's a chainsaw fight, which isn't terrible, but the rest of the movie is just. And I'm talking about they made a remake that was like. Tamed, not really right. that great, but the original right. one with the low production value and all that, the low budget,
1968 is the original. So I think that's the thing. Like we had, that's one of the things that gets lost now is Alfred Hitchcock and some of the original like hardcore suspense, creepy stuff.
Right.
Was where it was so much. You saw less, but they told such a great story behind it that it was able to like really capture, you know, engulf you. It's like the first three Star Wars movies that came out that you had all these visions in your head. Then they came out with this digital remastered. And originally they didn't show as much of certain characters and things.
Right.
I think there was something with the big fat sloth guy thing. Who is it? I can't even remember the one what where you have Princess Leia all in the.
Oh, Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. Right. So yeah, you saw a lot less of Jabba the Hutt before the digital remaster.
Right.
There's another scene around there where Luke is like fighting some kind of horrible monster in like a sand pit that's like pulling him down in. And you didn't really see, but you were terrified because you build it up in your mind what it might be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you saw like little like arms of things, you know.
And right. That was the first Alien movie too. You never really got a good look at it until the very end.
Right. And because, you know, the technology wasn't there. But when it's in your mind, you kind of develop what your worst fears are and whatever. And then in reality, you know, then when you see it and you're like, oh, well, that's kind of disappointing, you know? And again, it's because it's not a real monster and we're recreating it, but we all know that technology's come a long way. They can do a pretty damn good job of getting what's in somebody's mind into reality now, you know, at least reality on a screen, you know?
Right. Right.
You know, they can really show us anything they want to show us and we believe it. You know, I mean, look, we think that Biden is the president. So, I mean, really, they can show you anything and you're just going to be like, well, yeah, there it is.
Oh, I see somebody's talking about From Dusk Till Dawn. That is a great movie. That's George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino in that.
Yeah.
That was a classic. And that's Harvey Keitel was in that a couple of big names in there.
Yeah.
Vampire movies though, that's a whole different set here. So
all right, well, open it up.
My favorite vampire movie is Nosferatu. Have you ever watched that?
I have not.
It's an old movie. It's in like half of it's in like German and like it's a weird movie. It's got to be 30s or 40s. I don't even know when that was made, but
okay.
He was a creepy vampire dude. But the trick with the vampires, we all know the rules, right? holy water, crosses, stake in the heart, garlic, you know, all those things. Never invite a vampire into your house, right? They can't come in unless they're invited.
That only sounds right, is all I can say. Now, garlic, does garlic work in all the vampire movies, or is that just so? Because I feel like they're always like, well, not in this movie, you know, kind of thing. You know, like Lost Boys, right? I mean, that.
Right, but that was them in the house in the beginning of that scene before that.
And that defeats it all.
They fed it to him. So that just like make, yeah, he's immune to all that shit now. So I don't know what the rules are. But I feel like, you know, they say the stake in the heart, but that was just because that's how they used to deal with real vampires back in the Middle Ages. Because what would happen is, like, some kid would get sick or something, and then he'd say that, you know, his dead sister was appearing to him at night and sucking his life out of him. So they would go up, they would dig up the sister, and they'd look at her, and she wasn't decomposing at all. So obviously she was a vampire, undead. So they would drive a stake through her into the coffin, like pin her down so she couldn't back out, and then rebury her.
All right. Now, one of the vacations I took, I went to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And I'll point out, for those of you interested in an amazing place, it really was. Now, there was a lot of thuggery going around. The odds of somebody pulling a knife on you or pulling a gun on you, a lot higher there than your typical vacation. Mm. Probably more so than Disney World. Disney World, they're going to rob you in other ways.
Right, right.
Here, they're going to just be more straightforward with you.
Well, I mean, but at least that's honest.
Right.
Instead of charging, you know, $18 for French fries.
Right, exactly. You know, here they're like, look, just give me the money now and you can enjoy the rest of your vacation. You know, whatever. It goes more like that. So anyway, they have all these fire tours and you know, just ghost kind of tours and things like that. And it actually, not really my world, but I was like, yeah, let me check these out. And me and the wife did all these tours and you get a lot of three as well. And really was amazing. But they talked about this flu. I should have looked it up, but they talked about this sickness where people would kind of like go in a coma for a day or two. And so you had a lot of people wake up after they thought they were dead. And that's where a lot of that came from. They used to put they'd put a string and a bell with in the coffin.
Oh, right.
So you could kind of pull it and, you know, let people know. They also had the very shallow graves, you know, whatever, because of the water table there and everything. And so you had stuff coming back up. So they would find the graves that kind of like push back up through the ground and a lot of that stuff gone. So it really added to the whole movie effect. But I got to say, I feel like if you bury me and then I wake up 2 days later and I'm like, hey, and I'm able to get out because you buried me only a foot deep and I'm able to come back, I feel like I might want to kill some people.
I mean, yeah, I think I'd be a little pissed about that too.
You know, I just had to claw my way out of a casket and come over. I feel like I might have to, you know, drink your blood. You know, like,
do you remember?
That's what I might have to do.
Yeah, sometimes you got to drink a motherfucker's blood.
Whatever, you know?
You buried me alive.
Exactly.
Do you remember that guy a couple of years ago? The police stopped some guy, some black dude was walking down, some old black guy was walking down the street completely naked. And the police like came and arrested him. Turns out he was escaped from a morgue. He was dead in a morgue. And then he woke up on the table and just was like, what the fuck? Get out of here. I'm getting out of here. So turns out he did die last year.
Okay.
And he was actually dead at that point, like dead. So,
okay. So
we don't have to worry about him coming back now, but I mean, sometimes they come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Now
you handle it.
One of my favorite horror movies, one of my favorite new one, my favorite types of horror movies are the psychological horror movies. So that's like The Shining. The Shining is a classic, obviously. Jack Nicholson, you know, love that movie. And, you know, all work and no play makes Johnny a dull boy. Exactly. The Shining is really one of the best horror movies, in my opinion, that's been made ever.
ever. And again, that's that whole classic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like also, you know, you get the original ideas. You get to kind of be the breakthrough when you, you know, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man, there are just countless different ideas. There's some creative motherfuckers out there. And, you know, I'd rather they get their sick ideas out on film than, you know, go and enact these in reality. Now, what's your take on for all the soccer moms out there? Are these movies inspiring? Do you watch these movies and be like, hey, you know, I'm going to skip going to the dentist and I'm going to go around biting legs of little kids. Is that something that occurs to you or what?
Yeah. Happens? Sometimes when I watch those movies, that's all I can think about is, you know, putting an axe in somebody or, you know, I'd like to go on one of those Michael Myers rampages. Thing is though, in Halloween, the Michael Myers one, they shot him like 15 times and he just kept coming back. And I don't know, man, maybe I could take one or two rounds, but I think after that, that's it, man. My axe swinging days are over.
Now, I feel like had one of these body armor companies reached out to us for sponsorship, this would have been their opportunity right now. I could have been plugging somebody, and no, the window's closed. So,
yeah, if you're going to go on a rampage, man, you're going to need some sort of body armor, for sure. For sure. Now, one of my favorite genres of movie are the folk horror movies. Now, those are, do you ever see the movie The Wicker Man? Not the one with Jack, what's his name? I'm blanking on it. The original Wicker Man had Christopher Lee in it. Now, Christopher Lee was in 90% of the horror movies that came out from 1960 to 1980.
Okay.
But basically, this virgin guy gets this puritanical policeman gets called up to this island in Scotland, right, to solve a missing child case. But it turns out it was just a ruse, man. And they're all pagans, and they basically build this wicker man where they make sacrifices in it. You know, they put farm animals in there and food and people, and they light the whole shit on fire and burn them up, you know, and it makes a good harvest the next year. You can't argue with the results, you know, got to do something to make sure that corn keeps growing.
I don't know why you wouldn't. Now,
and
corn,
then there's children of the corn.
Yes. That's where I was going to go. It's the creepy eyes and the blonde hair. You just know, you're like, no, those little blonde haired kids. Nope.
You know, I'll tell you right now, I never trust a blonde haired, blue eyed, albino looking kid ever.
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
No, don't
you
trust
that
them.
Walking around. It's just terror, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, I also, let me circle back. We had mentioned, Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Have you seen Dee Snider's Strangeland?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a whole other level.
Right.
So, apparently, the bad guy in this movie is Dee Snider, who I have to say is amazing in this movie. And this mm-hmm. movie, totally underrated. Like, it just never went anywhere.
Right.
But it was pretty classy. And the best part of it was that Freddy Krueger was like the scapegoat for the whole movie. It was Robert Englund, right?
Uh-huh.
It's the guy who plays
Freddy
Krueger.
Right. Yeah.
And so he was like a former like convicted sex offender or something, you know, pedophile, I think. Mm-hmm. And the whole town was like just ready to, you know, they tried to lynch him. I think, I don't even remember if they do or not. They might've even lynched him, but they were sure he was the problem in the town. And it turns out it was Dee Snider the whole time, but he's putting these girls up, sticking catheters in them. And it's just some gross shit. And sewing their lips shut. I think that's the cover of the thing. He's
right. You know. Right.
But it was all about like Dee's like when I saw an interview with him and he's like, I just want to teach kids not to talk to people on the internet that are, you know, strangers.
Yeah.
And
that was
that's
his
the
thing.
Whole thing. Cause that was, you know, like basically the plot of the movie is like teenage girls who are like, hee hee. And that's the thing. Like the guy becomes the horrible villain to kind of show them, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. So look what could happen to you. Somebody could put you in my basement for days. And
right. But the real story of that, the real like lesson you learn from that is, you know, he was all into like body modification in that movie.
Yes. Yes.
You know, like piercing and tattoos and stuff. Just don't trust people with tattoos, you know?
Yeah.
If they've got a piercing in their face, stay away from them. Your lips shut.
Like, you know, I might go out with a girl with like a nose piercing or something, but you're not going to be my banker. You know, I'm going to walk in and go, nope.
I'm not getting a loan from you.
This isn't going to happen. You know, they're always like, let me give you some financial advice. I'm like, look, I've seen the decisions that you've made and I'm going to have to go with, that's a no-go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier on in the comments on the side, somebody pointed out because of horror movies, we got all the fantasy outfits.
Right.
You know, so you got, there are some upsides.
Yeah. I did once date a girl that would like cosplay as a vampire all the time.
Yes.
I thought it was kind of hot. Then she bit my neck. Like,
and then you're like, whoa, hey,
real blood. Like I had to check the next morning when I went out in the light, I like kind of put my hand out there first, make sure I wasn't going to burn up. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Tested it out.
To make sure, you know what I mean? I don't know what the rules are in real life. I mean, I don't know. I'd never expected to get bit by somebody though. So
all right, what are you going to do? Let's circle back to vampires here. Now, what do we do if we are, all right, we're exposed to a vampire. It's too late. Now we have all the negatives of a vampire aside of the live forever thing.
Right.
Which would obviously be a positive, right? I mean, mm-hmm. It's a given. But so tell me about, do they, what can we do? Like, well, how do we get around the sunlight thing, right? That's for one.
Right. First, you gotta have the coffin. You know what I mean? You gotta have some really seals up, you know, good.
This is where all our episodes on the secret room and the secret, you know, hidden vaults,
right,
that kind of stuff is really going to come into play.
Yeah. You need some sort of a safe room where you can keep your coffin. You don't want to like wake up in the middle of the day with some Van Helsing driving a stake through your heart. You gotta be hard to find, you know?
Right. Now, and you don't really want to lead everybody back to your place or tip them off unless, like, you're sure you're going to, you know, close the deal, right? Like,
right.
If you're taking the virgins home, you need to be able to close the deal because otherwise.
Right. Well, a lot of those vampires, they got that, like, those voodoo eyes, you know, where they look at girls in the eyes and then, you know, they get all confused and hypnotized.
Yeah, that sounds right. You know, you're captivating, right? You suck them in. No, that sounds right. All right. So you bring them home. You got them. Now, they also a good guard dog, right? That's another takeaway for vampires.
Right. Some sort of a hellhound.
A hellhound, mm-hmm. Right. To kind of keep the shop going in the daytime, that kind of thing.
That's now, right.
What about like the subservient caretaker who's like, hey, I couldn't find a better job. You know, some kind of Alfred, basically, like to your Batman, you know, who's going to be like, hey, I'll handle the day. Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to do the grocery shopping. You know what I mean? Right. Somebody's got to go to the store during the daytime. Somebody's got to, you know, operate the bank accounts. Banks aren't open after dark. You know?
Now, Walmart is 24 hours a day, but I feel like the banks and stuff, there is online banking, but no, I hear you. I think you got something there.
Yeah, so that's tricky. You got to have somebody, you know, that can go out and you know, grab, you got to have some sort of a dark robe and, you know, all that sort of weird stuff. It's kind of like vampire gear is kind of the same as like swinger gear, you know, like you got to have like bathrobes and like, you know, dark lighting and candles and stuff. And it's, you know, it's the same kind of creepy pervert stuff that swingers do. The vampire's got to operate in the same kind of manner.
Okay. Now, is there something about pineapples and swingers? I'm not really sure what's going on there. Have you seen this? No.
What? Say that again?
Pineapples and swingers? No. Okay.
Oh yeah. That's okay. Bigel now. Yeah. Right. Upside down pineapple means that you're open for business.
That's how that works. Okay.
Yeah, you have a pineapple on your door, and when you turn it upside down, that means anybody can come in and party.
Really? Because they're always like, "Oh, I go to a campground, and they're not okay with pineapples," and I'm like, "What? I don't understand." And yeah.
I'm telling you, don't trust those people in RVs. Don't trust those people with the campers, man. Either they're gonna try and kill you, or they're gonna try and have sex with you.
Wait, who's counting the confetti?
They have to count. They have to count things. Who? That's one of their curses, the vampire's curses.
Vampires count?
They have to count things, yeah. Like I don't understand where that came from. Sesame. But yeah, if you throw confetti on the ground, they have to stop and count out all the little pieces of confetti.
Okay.
So you can get away.
Sorry, I was trying to follow. That's new to me, but that's kinda explaining a lot of Sesame Street.
Right. Well, it's and it's kind of fucked up though, because how does it happen with, you know, like, what was that vampire movie where they're all like had glitter and shit on them?
Yes.
It was some sort of teen romance one.
Twilight.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were all glittery. But it seems like that fucks up the whole.
Now, what about the whole American Werewolf series?
Oh, yeah. Now, those were good movies. Those are pretty gory stuff.
American Werewolf in London. Yeah, that was the go-to.
Mm-hmm.
But because they always had like really hot chicks in that one.
In
the werewolf movies. I was like, oh, well, that's
yeah. American Werewolf in Paris was a mediocre part two on that. But it wasn't a terrible movie.
No. That's the thing, though. I feel like people wouldn't get into horror movies or that except for the lure of hot chicks.
Right.
Like, I feel like there's always and is there some kind of, hey, maybe you shouldn't be sucked into hot chicks because, you know, you might get murdered or stabbed in the eye or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you're just as likely with fat girls, you know.
It's same just thing.
As likely to stab you as anybody else.
All right. So, yeah, just stay away from women is really
just women in general.
All right.
Yep. Now, the last one I wanted to touch on, the last type of horror movie is the comedic horror movies.
Okay.
Now, have you ever seen Shaun of the Dead with Simon Pegg?
Yes.
That's a classic right there. Now, you really just have to be super aggressive. If you're in a comedic horror movie, yeah, just be super violent. Nothing's going to happen to you. It's a comedy. You know what I mean? You just got to smash heads and Army of Darkness.
Right. Yes, that's where I was going in my head. I'm like, Army of Darkness is the one that comes to mind. That is
a great movie. And I actually watched that one last night to get prepped for this.
Get
this
pumped
show.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you see him, he's got the chainsaw hand, he's got the shotgun. He's just super, super aggressive when it comes to that stuff, you know, smashing witches, chopping witches' heads off with axes and things.
What is the new one that I just watched like 2 or 3 or 5 years ago? That's like the last time I watched a horror movie. Dale and whatever, the two cousins or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Something Dale and I don't know. They fight evil.
Yeah. That one was pretty great. If you're like trying to ease into the horror movie, that's probably your go-to right there. The other thing, like fear.com. Now that's like a whole, now it's funny because I was trying to get my sister to watch a horror movie. So we watched fear.com, but the problem was it was like a little creepy for her, and it ended up making it more terrifying because we would watch it in like 10 minute increments. Like we would watch it and she'd be like, that's it. We got to shut it off. And then the next day, all right, let's do it again. We'd watch 10 more minutes.
That's too much.
Nope. And every time you're like, oh shit, that's some fucked up.
Yeah.
So
Tucker and Dale versus Evil is the one you're talking about. I had to look it up real quick. Right.
Yeah. There you go.
That was 2010, so it was 12 years ago that movie came out. It's not a new one.
Not a new one. And yeah, no, that was classy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Tarantino with his, you know, the ones we were just talking about, the vampire movies, there's there's some good stuff out there. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with going back to, you know, Hitchcock and the classics, The Birds and Psycho. And, yeah, you know, all these, you know, just like I said, that kind of hidden fear and just where the character kind of really sells it. That's pretty awesome. Now, Freddy was terrifying. I mean, I was terrified. The whole furnace that just looked like it was going to eat you kind of thing the whole time, you know, constantly going back to the furnace stoking up. You're like, oh, that ain't going to be good, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think I saw Nightmare on Elm Street. I was probably way too young to watch it. But you remember when Johnny Depp went up on the roof, right? And his guts were all coming out?
Yeah. It's the lure of boobs. And they had some pretty young girls and stuff in that movie back in the day. And that was you know, when you're 14, you're like, yep, that's right. That's the movie for me.
Yeah, I remember watching Halloween 2. Halloween 2 was, you know, a lot of big jugs in that one. And I remember watching it as a youngster, and my friend's mom said we could watch it. But as soon as boobs showed up, that was it. The movie was over. Nope. She was turning it off. And then the fucking boobs showed up, and, you know, we still got to watch the movie, but, you know, there was arguments about it. We had to convince her to let us watch it. It was going to be all right. You know, getting somebody's throat slit, that's one thing. But you see boobies? Uh-uh. No way. That's too far.
Yeah, no, exactly. Again, last one to touch on for you guys who are dying, but Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Predator, and then Predator versus Alien was like it. That was like the epitome. But old school Schwarzenegger Predator again. You know?
Right, and there's the number two that was mediocre that had Danny Glover in it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I mean, there's obviously been 100 Predator movies at this point, but, you know, the original with Schwarzenegger, that was the classic. And it's got to be one of the best monsters in horror movies, you know?
Right. Oh, definitely. Well, this thing, so, you know, the original Predator, amazing, and then they came back with a whole new idea with that whole AVP alien versus predator thing, and that really, right, you know, set the bar. I mean, that doesn't compare to other sequels, you know what I'm saying? That's like above and beyond as far as sequel level there. And yes, Jesse Ventura
that's right, we almost forgot Jesse.
You know,
yeah, Jesse Ventura,
the Governator, and Jesse.
Yeah,
so
right
and that's the thing,
and,
like,
you know, both those guys became governor. Interesting.
I feel like they got their start in horror movies, and now you might point out, well, I don't really think that it was their start, but I'm going to go with it.
Yeah. It wasn't really either of them was it, but
no.
Yeah. Oh man. So yeah. So, I think those are some of my favorites though. I'd like to hear what everybody else likes. And you know, with Halloween coming up, you know, you gotta touch on some of the Halloween films, just, you know, 'tis the season.
That only sounds right. So let me wrap it up with the basic tips, right? So when there's bad people, turns out you can just leave. You might want to keep that in mind. I mean, that's a good, like, prepper survivalist thing all in all. Now, the other thing is you can leave for now and then watch them and then go kill them from afar. That's always a nice go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Another takeaway from these movies. Now, the takeaway is lesson learned by don't do what these people did, right?
Right.
It's not that, hey, you know, I learned something from watching this movie. It's just realize people can be sick and twisted, but it turns out if you're more sick and twisted, you can turn the tables completely.
Right.
You just got to up the game. You got to embrace it. That's, I feel like in real life, that's something that happens where people, they let fear overcome them and they just become completely paralyzed. And maybe desensitizing yourself a little bit with these movies might kind of open it up. You know, if the first time you've seen blood is when you trip and fall running away from the bad guy, then that might, you know, paralyze you a little bit. Whereas if you're exposed to things a little bit, it might, you know, help you out. I think this is kind of why you train. This is why, you know, we go out and we do all these different, you know, tactical things where it becomes muscle memory. it becomes instinct and habit. Instead of reacting in fear, you're falling back on what you've already learned and what you already know. And I think that's kind of the takeaway to just kind of, you know, we had fun with this episode, whatever. But the idea is you want to be able to kind of expose yourself to things and then be ready to go. And you do that by training and consistency and going out and preparing. And that's what it comes down to. So one, you guys need to make sure you like the Facebook page, wherever you saw this, that kind of stuff. If you could subscribe to our YouTube channel, that would be awesome. YouTube is, you know, really big on, you got to do different things to, you know, get attention, and you guys subscribing really helps us out. So make sure you do that. We appreciate it. Also, if you haven't checked out the podcast, maybe it's easier to listen to this show on the go. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, everywhere. Don't forget to check us out there. We'd really appreciate it. And obviously, if you subscribe, you're never going to miss an episode of this awesomeness, because you know you had a good time if you're still here at this point. So do it for us. Also, preppingbadass.com. We have an email list. With that, I would say stay safe, and we will talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.